This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:18 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And as we've been talking about, as you will have heard surely by now, but Ikatan, we now know that there has been a prime minister appointed after a bit of a wait, after a lot of speculation. But Ikatan National did support the newly appointed Datuk Sri Ismail Sabri Yaakob for this position. But they did also say that there are conditions to that support, namely that the next cabinet should not include MPs who are facing criminal charges, among other things. And this has drawn some reactions.
Yes, so this was said by caretaker Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin, of course. And amongst the reactions that came to that was from lawyer Ambika Srinivasan, who responded on Twitter and essentially said that PN's terms, that the Prime Minister's appointment is conditional on the support for the Prime Minister, rather, is conditional on the court cluster not being part of his cabinet. So Ambika basically said that this invalidates its support for Ismail Sabri. She highlighted that the Agung specifically said that the MPs have to declare, quoting here, clear, unambiguous and unconditional confidence in their chosen candidate for PM. Some other people have agreed with Ambika, Pokok Sena MP Mahfuz Omar, Sepang MP Hanipa Maidin, and Hanipa, for instance, accused PN of misleading the Agong when it came to their support for Ismail Sabri.
Now, as you'd expect, there has been a response to this, for example, from MP Dato' Ali Biju, who said that, you know what, this is a gross misreading of Article 43, Sub 2A of the Federal Constitution, saying that no decent person would reject the validity of these terms. And now we come back to the terms themselves, right? So the support being on conditions of clean government, separation of powers, independence of the judiciary, upholding constitutional monarchy. And, you know, those things are in some ways the inalienable good guys, the good guy principles of Malaysian politics, if you can call them that, right? Most people would agree with that. I don't think that anybody is necessarily debating the conditions themselves, merely the fact that there are conditions, which is essentially where we see Ambika returning to. She said that the fact that Muhyiddin used this as a condition to supporting Ismail Sabri shows perhaps a lack of trust in the candidate to uphold those values, and therefore questions the stability of a government that will be led by Ismail Sabri, which, as we know, is the next government. So we wanted to look at these terms then, this idea of conditional, unconditional support, and we needed help because there is a lot in there, as always, with the Constitution. Let us know, though, what do you make of this? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Joining us now to clarify, I think, some of these issues is constitutional lawyer Nizam Bashe. Nizam, thank you so much for speaking with us.
You're welcome.
So I wanted to look at the phrase that's been used here, clear, unambiguous and unconditional. Help us understand what that means in the context of support for the Prime Minister candidate.
Well, the phrase clear, unambiguous and unconditional originates to some extent from the Speaker's letter on 17th August to members of Parliament. So in paragraph 3 of the Speaker's letter, Speaker notified MPs they were to deliver a statutory declaration which states, explicitly and clearly, terang dan jelas, a member of parliament wishes to be given the confidence by MPs to be the ninth prime minister. Then in paragraph 4C of the speaker's letter, he specifies how that expression of confidence is to be made. And the expression of confidence is to be made expressly, clearly, and without conditions. Pernyataan kepercayaan yang terang, jelas, dan tanpa syarat. So I suppose there were some questions, or I suppose even Dato' Ambika's tweet in relation to Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin's support for Ismail Sabri, she took the view, I think, that that was conditional and therefore flouted paragraph 4C of the speaker's letter.
So then in that case, do these conditions that the next cabinet shouldn't include the court cluster, does this void Perikatan National support for Ismail Sabri?
Well, to my mind, it would void Perikatan National support if the next cabinet includes the court cluster. But that's not necessarily problematic because political parties, coalition governments come together for various reasons. And they come apart when those reasons no longer subsist. So whatever the motivating reasons or policies may be, they are worked out or agreed to from the beginning. So I suppose we'll have to wait and see how things develop. But as at today, as at the present time, the support is there and the understanding is in place.
And MP Ali Biju has said that this statement disregards Article 43(2)(a) of the Federal Constitution. Could you walk us through what this article entails?
Well, maybe just to firstly reiterate what Ali Biju said. He took the position any remark stating Tan Sri Mahathir Mohamad's expression of support is conditional. It runs counter to what Article 43 sub A of the Federal Constitution says. So it's sensible to firstly understand what the article says. The article merely says the Yang Di-Pertuan Agong appoints a Perdana Menteri who, in his judgment, is likely to command the confidence of the majority of the members of that house. Now, I take Ali Biju's remarks to merely mean that pursuant to Article 43 sub 2A, the expression of support or otherwise is to be taken individually. And whatever one leader of any political party says, it is just one MP's individual view. And there may be some truth to his construction of what Article 43 sub A says. Because the assessment ultimately is not what whichever political leader or whichever person may say, but the person must be an MP and that MP expresses a view. In the case of what the Agong did, he not only asked for the statutory declaration, he even took the trouble of seeing those MPs in question to ensure that that expression of support was not down to duress or anything of that sort.
So then would having this sort of conditional support impact governance in terms of political stability?
I don't think so, because the condition seems quite simple. The next cabinet, simply put, cannot have any minister facing pending criminal charges. So when the lines are drawn clearly, I do not believe there will be political instability stemming merely from the condition no minister is to be drawn from the ranks of those from the court cluster. Yeah, I don't think there's any uncertainty about what the conditions is in this regard. So that's, I think, a bit helpful.
So with this back and forth then, and when all is said and done, what happens after this? Do these claims need to be evaluated?
I think the formation of the cabinet will be an important task. Hopefully the Prime Minister is sensible enough to attempt to build some form of consensus across political lines. I wouldn't in any event be so bold as to dismiss Dato' Ambigas or even Pakatan Harapan's concerns entirely. There may be some truth to whatever concerns they had. But either way, the incoming government's moves will have to be scrutinised and continuous pressures need to be exerted on them to ensure that they walk the straight line where administration of the nation is concerned. But, beyond the issues stemming from the formation of the cabinet, I think in my view, the management of the pandemic was a sore point with the last cabinet. So hopefully the new cabinet will leave the issue of pandemic management in more able hands, and those who have failed in their tasks with the last administration, hopefully they steer clear of any responsibilities in that regard.
Nizam, thank you so much for speaking with us.
No problems. My pleasure.
That was constitutional lawyer Nizam Bashir joining us today to talk about this idea or the term, the back and forth that has erupted from the fact that there's a question slightly over whether or not Perikatan Nasional's support for Datuk Seri Ismail Sabri Yaakob is in fact unconditional, since it did come with certain conditions, including, of course, clean government, separation of powers, independence of judiciary, upholding constitutional monarchy, and a specific mention of not including MPs who have criminal charges within the cabinet. So we've been asking you for your thoughts on this and in general of the appointment of Datuk Seri Ismail Sabri Yaakob as the 9th Prime Minister of Malaysia. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. I think we do have time for a few messages. First of all, we have this from Akmal.
So Akmal says, I just would like to say, although many people have stated that Ismail Sabri is not the PM they've voted for, we vote for our MP and our MP votes for the PM. Hence, we should carefully vote who our MP is in the next general election. I'd also like to congratulate the Agong for respecting the constitution and not choosing someone who does not have the majority vote, which would set a very dangerous precedent for the future.
We come back to growing pains and a mature democracy and getting there, right? Because I think that Akmal, all I agree. And I think a lot of your message alludes to exactly that, this idea of, sure, it may not have been necessarily what everybody wanted, but this is what has happened now. And that there is something good to be taken out of it. Because I do agree, and this is something that I think we saw a lot of heated discussions on social media, over WhatsApp, all these places, concerning this idea of whether the person who has the majority vote is automatically going to get there, all this speculation. And I think we've seen it play out today that, in fact, 114 votes, knowing that that is secure, was enough.
Yes, and I do want to also keep in mind that there is going to be a vote of confidence. Well, there's supposed to be a vote of confidence coming up, which is, again, meant to, I want to say meant to establish that idea of legitimacy, right? If he has the support, then he's PM. And these are things that we should be mindful of, I think, as because it's how this is supposed to work.
So keep those thoughts coming, whether it is about this idea of unconditional support from Perikatan Nasional for the person who is now the 9th Prime Minister of Malaysia, whether it's about how you feel about the appointment today. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. After the 7:30 news, we're going to be revisiting an interview that we did earlier on in the show, basically reacting to and analysing the appointment itself. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.